I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU. Welcome to a live post-election edition of Issues of the Environment. Our guest today is a term-limited state representative from Ann Arbor who's been at the fore of pushing statewide policy to better address environmental stewardship and building a more sustainable future. Jeff Irwin, thank you for joining us. I know it was a late night for you as well.
Thanks for having me on. It was a long night.
Well, on the national front, were you surprised?
I was a little surprised, I have to admit. I thought that when Donald Trump came out and insulted so many Americans with what he said about Hispanic voters and, you know, his positioning with female voters was just, it's amazing that he was able to overcome that. And when you're looking at the election returns, it seems like a lot of women actually voted for Donald Trump, particularly white suburban women. And that was the really surprising result to me, because I thought those folks would hear the dog whistles, they would hear what he was saying about women, and they wouldn't want to have their daughters grow up in a world like that.
Well, now you have a legislature fully Republican. You have a White House that is going to be in Republican hands. What does that spell to you when you think of environmental policy on the national front?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how they get away with continuing to blame Democrats for things not getting done. They've somehow done that in the state legislature for the last 6 years while I've been there. And it'll be interesting to see what they do in Congress with respect to that. But you know, it's their show, and they've got to run it. What does it mean for environmental policy? I think it only means bad things for environmental policy. I look back to the year 2000 when George W. Bush was elected, and when that happened, I just thought, oh, my gosh, you know, this is going to be terrible for our economy. This is going to be terrible for the environment. This is going to be bad for clean air and clean water. It's going to be bad for, you know, investing in education and civil rights and gender equality and all these things. And I was very fearful in the year 2000. It turned out to be even worse than that. We got two wars that we didn't need to have, ginning up terrorists all around the world. You know, we're still bombing seven countries as we speak. You know, so there was quite an aftershock from the George W. Bush presidency. It turned out to be even worse than we thought. Our economy was in free fall. And now, after 8 years of Obama, I am a little surprised that the voters chose Donald Trump.
Well, they did. And as you heard during the presidential campaign, now President-elect Donald Trump said that climate change was little more than a Chinese conspiracy. He's not buying into the idea of scientific evidence that climate change is man-made and needs to be addressed on policy. He's talking about further deregulation of the energy industry. Energy has been certainly a focus of yours here on the state level. Will we see that trickle down from that kind of rhetoric, that kind of potential policy, into what happens at the state level?
Well, I think that the conservatives are going to be emboldened, and I think that their donors and supporters, particularly the folks who are out there doing the polluting, I think they're going to be emboldened by this, and I think that they're going to push for energy policies at the national level, at the state level, that support dirty energy and take away any supports that clean energy needs to get on equal footing.
You're listening to 89.1 WEMU. This is a post-election edition of Issues of the Environment. I'm David Fair, and I'm talking with State Representative Jeff Irwin of Ann Arbor. And as we look at some of the local environmental policy things, regional as it were, the RTA proposal still too close to call at this point of the morning. Passed in Washtenaw County. Looks like it's going to pass in Wayne County. Went down to big defeat in Macomb County and still too close to call in Oakland. Is that a surprise to you? Did you think it was going to be this close?
I knew that the RTA was going to be close, and I think it was pretty obvious that it was going to do well in Washtenaw and Wayne and really struggle in Macomb. I don't know how much time you spent in Macomb County, but this election cycle, Macomb County was Trump Central, and people were really excited about that, and they wanted to build a wall not just on the Mexican border, but they wanted to build that wall right there on 8 Mile as well. And so, you know, that's what's going on there. That's why a lot of those people moved there in the first place. And so it's not surprising to see Macomb County say they don't want to be connected to the rest of the region. I'm interested. It's still on the razor's edge. It looks like we might be able to win that. That would be a real bright spot in the evening if the RTA were to pass, because I think that when we connect our communities, we can see the same kind of success that other metro regions have seen economically and culturally and environmentally and everything else.
You don't see any potential barriers moving forward, even though it's a voter-approved initiative, should it come to pass?
Oh, I think that there will be barriers. I mean, we're talking about trying to get the Detroit metro region to finally crawl while other regions have run and you know, have long ago walked. So Detroit needs to get back on its feet with transit. This is just a first step. And if we aren't even willing to take the first step, I think that bodes up poorly for our economy going forward and for our ability to connect our communities.
Well, you are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking environment in terms of post-election results. As you look at what will be the new makeup of the state government, We talked about kind of your concerns about the federal government. Do you have the similar concerns or even more concerns with the makeup of the state government?
My concerns about the state government are equal to, at least, if not greater than the national government, because state government gets so little attention. And, I was hopeful that we might pick up some seats in the state legislature this cycle. It looked promising for Democrats.
That was the goal, try and steal 9 more seats, right?
Yeah, we thought we might be able to flip the House or at least, get close, and that would have been meaningful on all these issues, education funding, environmental protection, civil rights. It would have been important across the board because there are a few Republicans that can join up with us to do the right thing on some of these issues. But now that it looks like we didn't gain seats, maybe even lost a seat in the state legislature, that's a horrible result. But it's not entirely surprising
that is your opinion,
given what I was saying.
But the people of Michigan have spoken.
Well, you're right.
The people of Michigan have said, I don't like the direction you're talking about, Jeff Irwin, and we're going to do something different. So how do you make that work?
Well, I think you do have to make it work, and I think that's an important point, so I appreciate that. But I do want to point out to you that for the last several elections, Democrats for state house will get more votes but then have less seats than the Republicans. So part of this is just an issue of Democrats in Michigan are generally strong statewide, and I'm really interested to see the final result for the presidential in Michigan because I really don't want Michigan to contribute to the election of Donald Trump. But, when you look outside of Southeast Michigan at these state legislative races that determine the majority of the state house, those races are in very rural areas. A lot of them are in northern Michigan. And I'll tell you, those areas were really strong for Donald Trump. When I was up there working with voters, I was hearing a lot of support from Trump. I'm from the UP. I've got family up there. And I was horrified by what some of my relatives were saying about, just throwing a Molotov cocktail or a monkey wrench into the system.
Once again, I do want to point out that you have very strong opinions on this matter, and they are your opinions.
Oh, absolutely.
I do want to ask of you, you're about to enter a lame duck session, your final lame duck session. And one of the things that even before the results were known that Republicans said they wanted to get done was energy policy. Is that going to get done, and is it going to be further emboldened by what has happened last night and early this morning?
Well, if anything, I think that the results give the Republicans and the conservatives who are looking to get something out of this energy policy more time because, they can if they don't get it done in lame duck, they can still have their way with the policy next year. So if anything, it might actually delay their activity on that. I'm hopeful, though, that if nothing else, when we come back into lame duck, we can start talking seriously about Flint. The state's response to the water crisis there has been embarrassing. It's been pitiful. And we've had this Flint committee operating for several months, and now we finally got some recommendations. And I'm hopeful that maybe we can move forward on some real reforms to our emergency management system to inject some democracy back into that, some help for the people in Flint who are many of whom still can't drink the water out of their tap 2 years after the issue.
And it's going to be an issue ongoing for generations to come.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the health impacts, the cost of the infrastructure. So there are some big decisions that the legislature needs to make around
Flint. And that's only scratching the surface of the infrastructure and the water issues the rest of the state of Michigan faces as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And if you look at the report that was put out by my colleague, Senator Stamos, they kind of punted on that issue. They said, well, we need a lot of infrastructure work in Michigan, and we ought to help local governments come up with the money for that. Well, that's not much of a plan. I mean, there are ways that the state can really provide resources to local governments to invest in their infrastructure, put people to work, and build a tangible resource for the community going forward.
Let me ask you this, and again, it's going to be an opinion and response, but given the kind of rhetoric that was cast about throughout the course of this presidential campaign and in some of the local and statewide campaigns as well, is there a chance, in your opinion, now that the right-wing Republicans run back more towards the center and do try and do what Donald Trump called for last night and come together and represent all of the people?
Well, I think we can certainly hold out hope, and I think that they're going to make an effort at that. But what I've heard out of Donald Trump, I guess the only bright spot about his message and his rhetoric throughout this campaign is that it has changed so quickly and that he's been so willing to, do a 180 on some of his ideas. So, maybe they will, start talking seriously about immigration. I'm doubtful, though, I have to be honest with you.
We have time for about one more 30-second question and response here. And like I mentioned, you are term limited. You are not going to be state representative effective January when the new members are sworn in. What does the future hold for Jeff Irwin?
Oh, well, I hope to stay involved in some way in service to the public. When I came here to Ann Arbor to go to the University of Michigan, I never thought I'd get this involved in politics in the area, but it's been exhilarating. It's been rewarding. I think the work is important. And even in the wake of what is, for certainly my values, an unquestionably bad night, I still want to work for these issues, for clean air, clean water, equality, not just economic equality, but across gender and race. These are important issues, and this is the progress America needs, and I want to be a part of that in one way.
State Senator Rebecca Warren's seat comes open when next election cycle, right?
It does, yeah. And
Is that something you're interested in?
Well, it is. I love the Michigan legislature. The issues that I'm most fired up about, environmental protection, criminal justice reform, a great education system, those are the things that really get me excited about politics, and that's how I find value in the work in the Michigan legislature, and there's certainly work to be done in the Michigan Senate.
Are you more interested in state government than perhaps a potential run for something on the federal level?
I always have been, actually. Like I said, the issues that really get me charged up, clean air, clean water, what are we doing to protect Michigan's vast and wonderful public land. That's just a sliver of the issues just within the environment. Those are all state-level issues, really. Criminal justice reform, that's a state-level issue. Education, whether we fund our universities, whether we fund K-12, those are all state issues.
Jeff Irwin, thank you so much for your time today. I do appreciate it.
Good morning.
That is Ann Arbor State Representative Jeff Irwin. He joined us for a special live post-election edition of Issues of the Environment. It is a regular Wednesday feature you hear exclusively on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.